As the annual conference moved to Sonoma State this year, Bill Silver, dean of the university's business school, noted that sustainability is no longer a peripheral consideration, but has become a mission-linked ethic that is now ubiquitous throughout the campus.
In its infancy, you had someone who was charged with sustainability, but now it's become an ethic for the best businesses and organizations. And when it becomes part of your core values, it's something that permeates throughout the whole organization. Everyone owns it.
That's true of all sorts of institutions, added Dale Wannon, president of SustainVest Asset Management in Petaluma. He sees more and more major corporations moving to adopt policies driven by what his industry calls ESG criteria.
ESG stands for environmental, social, and governance. It's not just saying, how many cups does Starbucks recycle? It's more about, how do they treat their employees? How much does a CEO make versus the average employee? Companies that are integrating these criteria into their business model are actually outperforming firms in their same industry that are not addressing the ESGs.
Concurrently, Wannon has been watching as investors, both large and small, are increasingly divesting from the fossil fuel industry.
We're seeing it from the top down, where you have institutions, Stanford University, the country of Ireland just announced that they're going to be divesting of all fossil fuels. And then you have the small investor who's coming in and saying, you know, I have this IRA that Exxon is the number one position, so can I change that? So it's great to see it coming from people with 401ks, and also on the flip side, these multi-billion-dollar pension funds.
That makes perfect sense to Edward Quevedo, a senior partner with the international business consulting group Aligned Growth Partners. Even more than cutting fiscal ties that don't align with one's values, he urges a proactive, emotionally affirming approach to spending.
If I can spend every dollar that I spend in a transaction where I say, this newspaper, this credit card, this food, this school is something that I love supporting, then we will fundamentally shift our economy without having to tear down the conventional consumer economy, but simply by replacing it with something more charismatic, more promising, and more fun.
Quevedo hosted a panel on the topic, Building an Economy Worthy of Our Affection, and suggested a simple first step toward that distant goal.
What is the exchange that I have economically that I have the most affection for? For me, it's my cobbler, the man who repairs my boots. Maybe for someone else, it's the person they buy their produce from. This is more than anything else about being human in transactions.
Despite myriad global connections, much of our basic economic activity is, or could be, primarily local. That's a driving focus for Santa Rosa-based Community First Credit Union, explained Vice President David Williams.
After the meltdown and the bailout of the big banks, and the little guys didn't need that bailout because they had made those silly loans, it started to make sense to people that maybe it does matter where I park my locally earned dollars and have those dollars do something to the local good where I live and create jobs where I live and help pay for local taxes where I live. That message resonates, and they want to do something. Their little part to making their local economy better.
When locally earned dollars continue to circulate close to home, they create jobs, pay taxes, support schools and nonprofits, and in the process, quite possibly, begin to build some of that economic affection. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.